This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, mobilizing against Amazon. My first reaction was disbelief. I asked Arminda Kumar, Acorn India's director in Delhi, "Do you realize the time difference between Bangkok, Thailand, and me?" He was moderating a panel at the Asian Pacific World Social Forum that would run between 4:15 p.m. and 5:45 p.m. Bangkok time, which would be 3:15 a.m. to 4:45 a.m. Central Standard Time in the USA. The panel was about Amazon's growth around the world. It was entitled "The Price of Convenience." I would represent Acorn International, he wrote, and other participants would include Nick Rudikoff with the Global Union Federation, UNI, Parminderjeet Singh, IT for Change, based in India, Casper Gilderbaum, Progressive International, based in the Netherlands, and another one of our family of organizations, Marielle Benchabon, from Lyon, France, with React Transnational. What can I say but yes? I turned off the lights at 9 p.m. and set the alarm for 2:45 a.m. to have a chance to bring a cup of coffee into the Zoom gallery with me. I knew Nick's work better than I really knew him, back to his efforts directing the organization of warehouse workers in California's Inland Empire at the same time I was running the Walmart organizing in Florida and India. Rick Smith, my partner on that drive, and I had spent a day with his staff comparing notes in Riverside during that time. He reported that UNI's members had been on the Amazon case for a decade. He shared a deck on their research on the company. We all know the behemoth that Amazon has become, but it was still somewhat shocking to see slide after slide at how the pandemic, a global tragedy in every way, had been a watershed moment for the company, doubling their sales. They built 220 warehouses in 2020, but that was already in the works independent of the pandemic. As the slides clicked on, the pure scale of the company seemed almost impregnable. He shared that the European Union was having trouble making its monopolization case against Amazon to collect the $36 billion fine they had levied. It was hard to shake an understanding, even as he mentioned organizing efforts in several countries that had pushed the company, of how long our odds were. Gilderblum highlighted the mobilizations that Progressive International had helped organize, especially the most recent Black Friday and the Make Amazon Pay campaign. Parminder Singh emphasized that we have to understand Amazon as a tech company. We learned of a new breakthrough statute in India that would force Amazon to share sales data and analytics with companies using their platform, both individually and collectively, and enable them to share it with others in their industry and beyond as well. Marielle detailed the work that French unions had undertaken where they represented some warehouses and the obstacles they faced in organizing the 60% of the Amazon workforce that were subcontractors. I kept my remarks brief and focused on the need to support internal efforts like those of Amazonians United and specific warehouses, but also the small steps we were trying to assemble to broaden the fight by supporting individual workers wherever they were employed in the U.S. to take concerted activity using the NLRB's slightly more robust enforcement mechanisms in place now with the company. Nick and I seemed on the same page in fearing that the scheduled March elections in Bessemer and Staten Island were unlikely to see us celebrating union victories. It was worth the wake up. I had trouble going back to sleep. It's encouraging and exciting to see the amount of research that's been done on the company and the number of fronts where various organizations and unions have engaged them directly, legislatively, and publicly. At the same time, it all seems like we're mosquitoes on an elephant's back. We're winning some battles, but Amazon is winning the war. Hopefully, these kinds of collaborations will be able to assemble the kinds of innovative and unique organizing strategies that can move more workers into the fight to force accountability and justice from the company. This campaign is definitely one where dare to struggle, dare to win has to be our motto. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.